The boys are in a real pickle here, Gene.
Lots of talk going on in the huddle there, Roy.
Well, it looks like they decided on a play.
Wait, what's this? Are they setting up for the hot springs?
The hot springs? We haven't seen this formation since 1918.
Yeah, that's the same year that Babe Ruth hit the mammoth home run during hot spring spring training. They're headed to the line. And there's the snap.
To learn more about the rich sports history in Hot Springs National Park, visit hotsprings.org.
You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
Back at Bomber Stadium, we are about ready to get this one underway as the Bombers in their blue home jerseys, white numerals, and the gold trim, the Bears of Sylvan Hills in their white row jerseys with blue numerals. Tito Mendoza, the All-State kicker, getting ready to kick this one off and get us started here this evening. The Bears won the coin toss. They deferred to the second half, so the Bombers will receive to start the game. Our opening kickoff tonight brought to you by Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist for over 50 years, longtime sponsor of Bomber Football. We are ready to get this one underway. The rain has stopped. We may have some light showers off and on through the game, but the heavy rain has moved on to the east, thankfully. Here's Mendoza with the approach and the kick, a high end-over-end kick. Williams backs up, hits off him at the three, goes into the end zone for the touchback. The Bombers tonight without the services of Logan Walker for the rest of the season. If you remember last week at Marion, Bob had a great kickoff return to start the game and unfortunately broke his wrist on that play.
Well, he did. He had a great kickoff, best one I've seen him run back all year long, you know. And I didn't realize that until later in the game that he wasn't in the ball game anymore, and that's just very unfortunate.
James Schwartz has an AC joint issue. He is probably not going to see any action tonight, so maybe not for the rest of the year as he tries to heal up. Junior Williams, if you remember, last week went out with the injury. He's going to play tonight. He's not starting as Lathan Aldridge gets the start. Aldridge gets the carry from the 20 and moves his way out to the 23 on the first play of the game.
You know, it's getting that time of year when your numbers are down like ours are, and a lot of kids play both ways. You're going to get a lot of kids beat and banged up and bruised, and a lot of times it's not anything serious. It's just painful.
Ball is spotted on the 23-yard line.
Peters comes out as Williams brings the play in from the sideline. Second and seven from Mountain Home. Bombers moving left to right here in this opening quarter. The ball kept by the quarterback Dawson Tabor on that read option, and Dawson's going to fight his way to the 25 with a gain of two.
Once again, see him trying to take the fullback away pretty quickly. Had two guys Dawson tackle Tabor the fullback the right there. Dawson able to step around the corner.
25-yard line. Be third down and five.
Several players kind of slow to get up, and they stopped the
officials timeout.
They were kind of tangled up down
there.
They weren't.
It
kind of looked like two face masks were stuck together.
Brad Davidson, our referee tonight, has his crew from Eastern Arkansas with us. Third and five here for Mountain Home from their own 25 opening drive. We've seen some great opening drives the last several weeks. Let's see if the Bombers can convert on third down. The ball kept on a nice read by Tabor. Heads a first down across the 30 out to the 36-yard line. He'll pick up 11 on third down.
Well, you know, just listen to what Coach Withrow said about his scout team quarterback. I think if Dawson does a good job of riding that fullback in there, he'll have a lot of those opportunities tonight. Step around the corner. You know, they had a defensive back on the pitch man, but you normally bring a safety or a linebacker scraping off on the quarterback, and if they get, you know, just take a wrong angle or a bad angle, sometimes they can lead to a big play.
Sylvan Hills is not a big team, and he was awfully worried about not only Tabor, a quarterback, but also Junior Williams, a fullback, and Junior has just checked in the game. First down for Mountain Home. Junior gets the handoff, and he's going to move the pile near the 40. He's going to pick up about 3.5 on the play. Brings up second down.
Well, they're about as small on the front, defensive front, as I've seen. Like I said, they're built more for pass rush and speed than they are somebody running right at them.
It goes for a 4-yard gain officially to the 40, so it's second down and six now for Mountain Home. Hershberger comes out. Aldridge checks back in. He started at fullback. He'll be at the left halfback position now. Second and six here for Mountain Home. And the ball is going to be given this time to the fullback, Junior Williams. First down run across the 45 out to the 48-yard line. And another first down.
Once again, Junior just doing a good job of staying low, keeping his knees up, shoulder pads down, not giving him much to tackle. You know, and if you're not a big-bodied person trying to tackle him and square him up, then you're in trouble.
Pick up of 8 on the play, so it's first down, Mountain Home from their own 48-yard line. 9:37 left in this opening quarter, just getting things started from Bomber Stadium tonight. Opening possession of the game, and Tabor will give it this time, and Junior Williams is going to be tripped up, and he will be down at the 50 after a 2-yard gain.
First time we've gone to the left, went right the previous all the previous plays, and
brought down by number 63, Ramon Baker.
No, that's one of those things.
Second down on 8.
Sometimes as a coach, you feel more comfortable going the direction that of the quarterback's strength.
9:03 left in this first quarter. We are scoreless. Second down and 8 now for Mountain Home. Tabor looks over the defense. And the ball is given to Junior Williams, and Junior is going to pick up about 4 on the play down to the 46 of Sylvan Hills.
Well, they're on the verge of jumping off sides. They had 2 of them in that jumped right prior to the snap. Looked like they were going to be off sides, but, you know, they've lined up so far off the line of scrimmage trying to get a read that when they jump, they're really not that close.
Third down coming up for Mountain Home. Bombers converted 1 3rd down already on this drive. 3rd and 4 from the Sylvan Hills 46-yard line. Opening drive of the game. And the ball is kept by the quarterback. Tabor has a 1st down inside the 40. Fumbles the football. The Bears have recovered. Are they going to say he was down?
They're going to say he was down.
Yes, he was. 1st down to the 36-yard line. A pickup of 10 on 3rd down.
Well, that's a big play right there. Once again, stepping around the corner and turning it upfield.
But,
you know, we have got to hang on to the football. We can't put it on the ground 9 times like we did the last home game.
Right.
Whether you lose or not, when you put it on the ground, it's not a good play.
So a fresh set of downs as the Bombers convert again on 3rd down. It's at the 36 of Sylvan Hills. 8:06 left in this opening quarter. The Bombers have already used up 4 minutes of this opening quarter on this first drive of the game. And misdirection play coming back to the right side. Hirschberger bangs his way down to the 30. He'll pick up 6 on 1st down.
I had a big hole that time. Everybody went to the fullback and good fake and a little cross action in the backfield. Hirschberger had a big hole over the right side. Good job of blocking up front.
Number 44, Cole Bland.
So 2nd and 4 coming up now for the Bombers. Dylan Pausch into the ball game, brings the play in. He'll be the tight end. 7:35 left in the opening period. 2nd and 4 coming up here for Mountain Home against the Sylvan Hills defense. 5-man front for the Bears. The ball is given to Junior Williams, and he's going to be very near a 1st down at the 26-yard line.
Junior Williams on the carry.
Yeah, the 1st down. They're going to give it to him.
It is a 1st down, and the Bombers have their 4th 1st down of this opening drive. This drive started back at the 20. That was already the 10th play of the drive.
Well, that's what we need, keep the ball away from them.
That was something else talking to Coach Withrow this week that he was worried about was the fact that Mountain Home keeps the ball so long, and he knew his offense wouldn't have much time.
Last week we kept it a long time. We just couldn't keep them from scoring with it when they had it.
Junior Williams straight ahead, spins out of a tackle, down to about the 20. We're going to mark him at about the 19-yard line, a pickup of 7 on 1st down.
They've changed some personnel up front, trying to find somebody that can tackle and
right now by number 11, Elion Dyson.
They didn't do a very good job. Junior doing a good job getting to the second level right there and making good positive yardage.
6:34 left in this opening quarter. Bob, you couldn't ask so far for a better drive, and Coach Withrow wants to take a timeout. He's got to settle his defense down. We'll break. 6:27 left in the opening quarter. We're scoreless. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative members have 24/7 access to their account through the member account portal at naeci.com. After logging in, you can view your bill, make a payment, and see your daily usage. In addition to the portal at naeci.com, you always can stop by the co-op's office or call 870 425-2141. At NAEC, membership has advantages.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
6:27 left in this opening quarter. The Bombers with a great drive to start the ball game. Bob, why do defenses have such a hard time defending this option offense?
Well, if you don't see it a lot, you know, we do a different blocking scheme. They see a lot of pass blocking where guys pop up and get their hands on you real quick. We're either going to cut you or block or down block you, and lots of times we're not even going to block you. You have to be real disciplined when you look into the backfield and you're not blocked, whether you just go running straight up the field. And that's what we want you to do, is run straight up the field. We're going to give the ball in behind you. If you close down, we're going to pull it. So you got to be very disciplined on the defensive front.
Here's the ball kept by Tabor. Tabor is going to have a first down run inside the 15, down to the 13-yard line. He'll pick up about 6 yards on second down and another first down.
And you see, that's a perfect example. You know, when we ran the option out there, good fake to the fullback. Dawson got it to the corner right there. You know, if you're not squared up as a defensive player, they're not huge ones out there, but when the quarterback, a good-sized running back, runs by you, you grab them. You're not going to stop the momentum. They're going to drag you on for positive yardage. That's why you hear defensive coaches preach all the time, stay square, keep your shoulders square to the line of scrimmage, and square them up. Don't turn sideways.
First down from the Sylvan Hills 13-yard line. The ball given to Junior Williams, and he has the pile moved down to the 10 before he's driven backwards. A gain of 3, and the Bombers have used over half of the first quarter already.
Just by the looks of that play right there, if Dawson will ride him up in the line of scrimmage and give a good fake, he can walk around the corner to the end zone. Because that sucked everybody into the middle right there.
Second down and 7 coming up for Mountain Home. The ball at the Sylvan Hills 10-yard line. This drive started back at the 20 after the opening kickoff. Bombers have used 6.5 minutes so far. Second and 7. Tabor will keep it. And a pitch is late to Hershberger. He's in for the touchdown. Great read and a great opening drive for Mountain Home that ends with points.
Well, that was a good play right there. I was watching Dylan Posh, the tight end, this time. He did a good job of getting off the ball and getting to the secondary, blocking one of the defensive backs. And Dawson did a great job of carrying that ball to the defender before he pitched. You know, don't let the defender play two running backs. Take it to him and then pitch it. Got a good block out there, and there wasn't anybody to take Hershberger.
It's a 14-play, 80-yard drive that takes 6 minutes, 46 seconds. The extra point is up, and it is good. 5:14 left in the opening quarter. The Bombers up 7-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you ready to take a trip? With all the amenities and no headache, there's no better time than now. Visit Professional Travel Services' new location, 104 East 7th Street, next to Alley Abstract, downtown on the Mountain Home Square. They'll help you start planning your holiday travels to visit tropical destinations or book your cruise adventure. They'll handle all the details for your trip while you relax and make memories. Traveling just got easier by choosing Professional Travel Services. Call 425-7666. The only way to see the world is with Professional Travel Services.
When it comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits. CenterPoint Energy. Always there.
Here's the kickoff. This is going to bounce at the 20. It's going to be picked up by Javion Franklin at about the 10-yard line. The return up the right sideline. Gets it back to the middle across the 30 and stacked up at about the 35-yard line. That is where the Bears will have their first possession. Bob, I'm going to go ahead and do this right now. Our drive of the game. I think we just saw it. Brought to you by Strider Consulting. For all your surveying and engineering needs, contact Strider Consulting, engineering for the future. You couldn't have drawn that up any better, could you?
No, if you had to script it out on a piece of paper and as a coach's dream, that would be exactly what that drive would have been right there.
14 plays, 80 yards. It took 6 minutes, 46 seconds. High snap. The quarterback will keep it. And the run out to about the 39-yard line as McCoy will make his way there. A pickup of about 4 on first down.
Quarterback keeper,
Well, that's, you know, we had people there. We need to make that tackle. We had him with about a one-yard loss or no gain on that one. You're going to have to make that tackle at the point of attack right there. Can't let him get those yards. Just a sophomore, we need to indoctrinate him pretty well right now. Hit him pretty good and make him think a little bit.
Emil McCoy, the third quarterback to start a game for the Bears this season. It was a five-yard gain, so it's second and five here for the Bears. The Bombers are up to give a five-man front. It's a first-down run, though, for the Bears. Out across the 45 to the 47-yard line, Deontay Hutchinson, who was the quarterback last week. He's playing a slot position tonight. He gets the handoff and picks up the first down.
Well, that was that play took a lot of time running that pregame warm-up. That took a long time to develop. May come back to the other side with it right now. It took a long time to develop.
Back to pass is McCoy. Right side complete to Hutchinson. And he's going to step out of bounds at the 45 up Mountain Home. It's going to be about an 8-yard gain.
They believe in getting up there and getting it snapped and running away. They huddle, but they don't waste any time once they get the last
point. They don't, do they? They'll mark the ball officially at the 44-yard line once they finally put it down. So a gain of 9, second in the yard here. And last week, starting quarterback Hutchinson's already been a factor in the last two plays. McCoy out of the shotgun, high snap, pulls it down. He's going to run it, has a first down run right up the gut. And he spins his way across the 35 down to the 33-yard line and a first down for the Bears.
So we've got to get off the blocks and get your head up and look past him and find the ball carrier. That's just between the tackles right there. Somebody's got to get off the block and make a tackle.
An 11-yard pickup down to the 33-yard line. And a first down for Sylvan Hills. 4:01 left in this opening quarter. The Bombers with the early 7-0 lead. McCoy, again with a high snap, pulls it down. Running behind his running back this time. Has the blocker, beats a defender, gets to the edge on the left side. Up the left sideline, he's gone. Touchdown, Sylvan Hills.
We took a terrible angle.
Abel McCoy takes it 33 yards to the end zone.
Well, it took the Bombers 6 minutes, 46 seconds to score. Sylvan Hills, it takes 2:02, and they are in the end zone.
You know, we can't come up and come inside and get sealed and expect to run them down from behind. You've got to keep that outside containment right there. You've got to make them run back to the inside.
Tito Mendoza in to attempt the extra point now. An all-state kicker. Waiting the snap, high snap, and the kick is up, and it is good. 3:44 left in this first quarter. 7-7 our score. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
$5.8 billion and 6,000 new jobs. That's how much economists at the Arkansas Economic Development Institute estimate Issue 4 could generate over the next 10 years. On November 6th, we can grow our economy, create thousands of jobs, and keep tax and tourism dollars here in Arkansas. Let's stop sending money to out-of-state casinos and start putting Arkansas first. On November 6th, vote for Issue 4. Early voting starts October 22nd. Paid for by Driving Arkansas Forward.
3:44 left in this opening quarter, 7-7. Mountain Home goes 80 yards in 14 plays in 6:46. Sylvan Hills goes 65 yards in just 5 plays and takes 2:02. And we're knotted up at 7.
You know, you hate to say it, we had to work real hard at ours. They didn't have to work real hard at theirs.
Well, they've got some athletes, that's for sure. A pooch kick, and fair catch is called for and made at the 31-yard line by Mountain Home's Colton Peters.
I'll never understand that when you have a team that is not known for returning kicks.
Right.
Why are you pooch kicking, give them that real good field position?
Because the last one he kicked off went into the end zone and Bombers started at the 20. They'll start this drive at their own 32-yard line, so 12 yards difference. So 3:44 left in the opening quarter. The Mountaineers with their second possession of the night. Now the officials are talking right now. I don't know what there is to talk about. I don't
well,
see a flag.
The white hat likes to talk. Likes to be seen.
He's going to come over now and talk.
He's going to talk to
the other official. Now he's going to talk with Mount Holmes sideline.
You know, it'd be neat if all the officials had these little microphones where they could communicate during the game with
yes.
each other like they do in most colleges and the
right.
NFL.
Oh, there's headlights on just beyond the fence, and I don't know how you're going to fix that. Apparently it's affecting play. Maybe we'll get them to turn the light. Yeah, that's right, son. They might be listening to us.
Yeah.
Maybe we get them to turn the headlights off. One of the Mount Home coaches is going to run down there and ask them to turn the headlights off. That can't be more of a distraction than the flashing beacon on top of the school bus that's going over here at the other end.
No, or the video board is bright
exactly.
wide up there. I mean, I don't know what that could be. You know, and the thing of it is, Sylvan Hills is looking the other way.
Yeah. All right, 3:44 left in this opening quarter. I think we're finally ready to play. The Bombers with their second possession of the night, operating left to right. And the ball is going to be kept by Tabor.
Fumbled
the pitch it. Is fumbled, picked up by the Bears, a turnover, and Sylvan Hills has the ball at the 23-yard line. The late pitch that time by Tabor, and I don't think it ever got to Bashir's, and it's a turnover.
That wasn't even close. He, you know, sometimes when you're getting hit direct down, he made a good pitch going to his right. The left is a little bit tougher. Just an unfortunate play right there. Didn't need to turn it over, especially right there.
Sylvan Hills will take over at their own 24-yard line. First turnover of the night, and unfortunately, fumbles have been a problem in recent weeks for this Mountain Home Ball Club. So the Bears will get it back at the Mountain Home 24-yard line. McCoy will fake to Jackson, looking to pass into the end zone. Left side has a man. It's caught for a touchdown. What a catch in the end zone. Shawan Esteen with the catch for the six.
Well, that was a good pass.
It was, wasn't it?
It was thrown where only the offensive player could. He got behind the defensive back, and it was thrown just where he could catch it.
A 24-yard touchdown pass to Esteen. And Sylvan Hills has their first lead of the night, and they convert that turnover into points. A one-play, 13-second drive. Mendoza in for the extra point. A high snap, Withrow, the coach's son, pulls it down. All he can do is run. He'll try to throw it to the end zone, and he does for the two-point conversion. Boy, heads-up play. The catch on the two-point conversion made by Nate Floyd.
He threw that from almost the 20-yard line all the way across the far hash mark.
That's Braden Withrow, the coach's son, who heads-up play on the high snap.
It was. Heads-up play. And,
yes.
You know, he threw it so high that it went outside almost when he threw it. But, you know, heads-up for a coach's son to know where the receiver is going to be, because I don't think he could ever see him.
Exactly. So we'll break with 3:31 left in this first quarter. It's now 15-7, Sylvan Hills. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Concern for community is one of the seven cooperative principles North Arkansas Electric Cooperative follows. Members who want to help our community can join the co-op's Operation Roundup program. Your bill will be rounded up to the next even dollar. That spare change will help fund college scholarships and donations to local organizations. Stop by NAEC's office or call 870-425-2141 to join Operation Roundup today.
3:31 left in this first quarter, 15-7. Sylvan Hills with the lead, and they're going to kick it deep this time. And Williams lets it go over his head into the end zone for the touchback. Well, the Bears able to take the turnover, convert it into points, and they have their first lead of the ball game. Well, let's see how the Bombers respond now. Bobby had that great opening drive to start the ball game. It takes the Bears just five plays to score. Then you fumble the ball away, and all of a sudden, you're down.
Well, this is where you need another one of 14-play drives, Brad.
Exactly.
So we're playing well on offense. We're having trouble defensively right now. The best defense is to keep it away from them.
So the Bombers start from their own 20-yard line with 3:31 left in this opening quarter. And the ball is given to Junior Williams, and Junior is going to make his way out to the 27, 28, 29, moving the pile. He's going to be about a yard shy at the 29-yard line. Pickup of 9 on the play.
Gain of about 9 yards.
Once again, they're having a hard time tackling him up there. Once again, they put some bigger bodies in there, but if you don't stay square, and you're not going to tackle Junior from the side.
He got about 9.5 yards that time, so it's going to be second down and less than a yard here for Mountain Home with 3:03 left in this opening quarter. Junior lost a shoe. He's trying to get it tied real quick as they come to the line with 5 seconds left on the play clock. And the ball is given to Junior Williams. First down run out to the 40-yard line to pick up of 11 on the play.
Good job of hitting the hole that hard that time. A good job up front of just getting a helmet on the leg right there and making the guys turn sideways.
Seventh first down of the night for Mountain Home. 2:45 left first quarter. 15-7, Sylvan Hills with the lead. First down for Mountain Home. The ball is kept by Tabor. He runs it right up the middle. He's going to move the pile as well, and he's going to have a first down as he moves the pile all the way down to the 49 of Sylvan Hills. An 11-yard pickup on first down.
That's more of a scrub than a run right there, but it all counts.
Well, we mentioned earlier, we're talking to Coach Withrow this week. He was really worried about stopping not only Junior, but also trying to stop Tabor. They're not used to seeing – there are not many players in this league that are the size of Dawson and Junior.
No.
First down here for Mountain Home from the Sylvan Hills 49. Tabor on the misdirection play hands it off to Shod, and he's going to take it inside the 45 near the 44. Well, we've got a flag on the play. It is thrown in the area where you would anticipate a hold maybe.
There's a flag on the field.
Could be a chop block too, not the hold. Against Mountain Home. It occurred behind the line of scrimmage and negates a nice run by Hunter Shod. He's going to take the ball all the way back to the 39-yard line of Mountain Home. First penalty of the ball game. 1:56 left in the opening quarter, 15-7. Sylvan Hills leads it. It's first and 22 here for Mountain Home.
Puts us behind the sticks, and that's tough to do.
And ball given to Junior. Boy, there's just not much there at all this time. They're going to give him 2 yards to the 41-yard line.
Boy, and he worked for that, too, because he got hit right as he got the football.
Gain of 2 yards, second and 20.
You know, they're doing just what Jacksonville Marion did to us. They're trying to get in the A gaps right there and just fill them up as quick as they can.
1:21 left in the first quarter. Bombers working from the near hash, down by 8 points. Second and 20 here for Mountain Home. Out of the tee, play action, looking to pass. Tabor looking for Pausch. Well, we've got a pass. Yeah, it's either going to be a pass interference or a hold as Pausch was trying to get free, going up the right sideline. I believe we're going to have defensive holding here against the defensive back. The Bombers go with that play action pass on second and 20.
That should be pass interference.
It is pass interference.
Once the ball's in there in high school, you can't make contact with them.
Pass interference.
Waiting for the official to mark this off.
It won't be a first down. It'll be second and whatever it is, but that's a big difference right there.
It's going to be second and 5 as opposed to second and 20. Going to move the ball down to the 44-yard line.
Ball spotted at the 45-yard line. Brings up second and six.
Well, he marked off 14 yards instead of 15.
We've never seen him do that before.
No, we haven't, have we? Now, there's...
Their coach is questioning.
Yes. So the ball was at the 41, 9, and no, it should be the 44, shouldn't it, Sonny? That last play was run from the 41-yard line. Got 9 to the 50, and 6 more should take it to the 44, I believe.
They didn't change anything for either one of them.
No, they didn't, did they? So second and 6 officially at the 45 is where they'll put it. And the Bombers will hand it off to Junior Williams. He's got a first down run, and he's moving the pile. He's inside the 35, still moving the pile all the way down to the 27-yard line. It's an 18-yard pickup for Junior Williams on second down.
I'm going to say Aaron Talbert was actually pulling him by the jersey forward. I've seen him push, but I've never seen him pull very often. But, you know, Junior did a good job of popping the line of scrimmage. Got a good hold up there and a good read. It was a big play.
18-yard pickup to the 27. 45 seconds left in this first quarter, and Sylvan Hills has not had an answer for this option offense yet this evening. Fresh set of downs here for Mountain Home. Tabor will give it to Junior Williams, and this has played pretty
Junior
well.
Williams,
it's going to be a 2-yard gain for the for the Bombers.
24-yard line, gain of 3.
Looks like a gain of 3. They'll mark him at the 24.
That'll probably be the last play.
13 seconds left in the quarter, and looks like it will be. 15-7, our score. Sylvan Hills with the lead. We've reached the end of the first quarter. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Dewey & Sons Plumbing is your go-to team whether you need home repairs, new plumbing construction, or have a big emergency. Their team will be there. Dewey & Sons is a family-owned business that's been providing folks in the Twin Lakes great, reliable, affordable plumbing service for over 40 years, and they've been supporting the Bombers for 40 years, too. Call the plumber number, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, 425-4868. That's 425-4868. And go Bombers!